Hey, this is David Giard, and today we're going to talk about Azure Mobile Services. We'll begin part one by talking about what are Azure Mobile Services, and then we're going to create one in the current Azure portal. There are two ways of creating Azure Mobile Services. One is on top of Node.js, writing them all in JavaScript, and the other is in writing them in .NET code. Currently, the only way to create a Node.js one is in the current portal. You can use either the current portal or the preview portal to create them in .NET. So, first of all, what is a mobile service? Well, a mobile service is a way of storing and exposing a back-end data store for your mobile applications. Here's a sample of a mobile application. Imagine you have, say, a Windows phone or really any kind of a mobile device, and you want to store some data. Of course, you could store that data locally, but then only the user of that one phone could use it. If you wanted to share that data with other mobile users, for example, let's say you have a game and you want everybody to store to share their scores, so at any time you can see who the high scores are. Or let's say you have a an application where salespeople are going out to customer sites and entering customer and order information onto their phones or onto their tablets, and you want that information to be very quickly available to other salespeople or people in the back office. Then a good way to do that is to store that data in the cloud somewhere, put it in a database, something like SQL Server, and then expose it through some kind of an API. And then your mobile application can call that API to insert rows into that database, retrieve data from that database, etc. Do all the basic CRUD stuff, create, read, update, and delete. That's the CRUD acronym, CRUD. Well, mobile services makes this simple. It defines that API, defines it as a REST API. It provides functionality to do basic create, read, update, delete operations, and it provides some of the infrastructure around that as well. So you can set security on it, you can accept and retrieve JSON, and it uses standards too. So once you store data in the cloud, then other users of your mobile application can access that data. And in fact, you can access it not just from mobile applications, from tablets and from PCs. And it doesn't have to be Windows. This REST API uses HTTP and JSON, which are standards. So it can be called from iPhones and iPads and Androids, JavaScript, Ruby, Java, just about anything that can speak HTTP and that can read and write text can call this REST API. It is a standard. REST is representational state transfer. And the current state of REST is that it exposes back-end resources like rows in a table via HTTP. So the pieces of mobile services are some back-end data store. By the default, that's SQL Server. And then basic functionality, the CRUD stuff, create, read, update, delete. Methods for doing that stuff. There's some security around that. Sometimes that security is that the user has to pass in some well-known key. Sometimes it's the user has to log in first. If they log in, then we'll have their identity. We can capture that and use that. And then, of course, there's the client code that has to call this API, and mobile services even will generate sample client code to show you how to call this service. So let's just jump into this and show you how to create a mobile service. I've gone to azure.microsoft.com and I've clicked on the portal. This is the current portal. I'm up here under all items, which shows me everything that I've created inside of Azure. I want to filter that list, so I go down here to mobile services. You'll notice mobile services is near the top, which indicates that it is a pretty important part of Azure. And the way I create most things in this current portal is with this big plus new button. Because I've clicked on mobile service already highlighted, so I'm going to create a new mobile service. I click create. I have to give it a name. So whatever I type in here, the name is actually going to be HTTPS colon slash slash this name. I'll just use my last name, Giard, dot azure-mobile.net. And that'll be a public URL on the internet. So it has to be unique. If, for example, I typed in test, somebody's already taken test. Not surprising. It's a pretty common word. So HTTP colon whack whack test on azure-mobile.net. It's already out there on the internet. It's not unique. I need to give it something unique. So there it is, Giard. I have an option to either create a new database or use an existing database. Azure does give you a free small database to work with. I'll use an existing one. I want to create my mobile service in the Eastern US region. And the reason is because I know that this database I'm connecting to is also in the Eastern US. And it makes sense to put your mobile service in the same region as your database because one, there's less latency. And two, there's a charge if you move data between different regions, and I want to minimize that charge. So I'll put it in the east. The backend could be either JavaScript or .NET. JavaScript is the one I'm going to do right now, and that's based on that runs on top of Node.js. I click that next button there, and then it asks me for some credentials that I want to use to that I'll use to log into my database. I'll select the database here. That's fine. There's my name. There's my password right there. Hopefully I typed that correctly. Check. And it takes a minute or so to create this service. What it's going to do is it'll create a mobile service. It'll create that endpoint, the URL, https://guard.azure-mobile.net. It'll set up some default configuration settings, and it'll point it to that database. So there'll be a connection string embedded in this. And then also it'll generate some JavaScript functions, four JavaScript functions, one to read, one to insert, one to update, and one to delete. And all those functions will be to just do simple SQL statements. It'll convert into simple SQL statements, and I'll show you that in a second. There'll be some default security on these settings and some default scalability and so on. So when this comes back, we'll drill into it and show the properties of this. I feel that it's almost done. Now all the code I'm going to show you, I could write myself, but why bother? This is going to run to create it very quickly for you, so that way you can spend your time doing things that only you know how to do, which is implementing the business rules of your application. This basic, I call it the plumbing part of your application, stuff that's used over and over again by lots of applications, let the tools generate that. All right, so this is done, created it, took about a minute. And if I look on here, here's my dashboard right there. And if I wanted to go to that endpoint, the URL created is this, https://guard.azure-mobile.net. Yours will be have whatever name you happen to give it here. Now there's no, I don't have any data behind this. I'm not even connected to a table, but I am connected to a database. All it does is show this sample page right here to indicate that this service is up and running. There's some stats on here that you can see that how much is being used. Of course, it's not being used. It has created it, and you can drill into it and see there's some deployment information if you want to deploy your own code. That's all in here. Here's where I'll configure the data. If I want to add a table to it, I'll do so here. We're going to do that in a future lesson. Over here on the configuration, you'll see the database that I'm pointing to and the server that database is on, some information about source control, and something called dynamic schema, which we'll talk about later on. And those are the important things. We also have scalability. Scalability is very important in Azure. This allows you to scale out your application. Now, I created the free version of this. The free version only lets you have one instance for service, but if I upgrade to the basic or the standard version, then I can have multiple instances of this service. So if I have a lot of clients calling my mobile service, then I can service those and say, you know what, I need 8 instances running so I can handle 8 times as many calls. Now, the cost will be 8 times as much, so you want to manage that. Only increase the number of instances when you need it. And if you want to, you can also automatically deploy there, have these extra instances deployed based on the number of API calls. You can set a maximum and a minimum here. This will only, by the way, only scale your service and not that backend database. Those are scaled separately. So if you want to scale your database, this link right here will take you to how to scale your database. So in this lesson, what we've seen is what is an Azure Mobile Services, what pieces does it provide, and how to create a JavaScript-based Azure mobile service. Thanks for watching.